Concerns over fair and affordable housing are nothing new here in Wisconsin. 90 years ago, a progressive housing project featuring a community of garden homes aimed to change the landscape of the city. And today, the project near West Atkinson and North Teutonia Avenues in Milwaukee faces an uncertain future.
These Milwaukee garden homes were placed on the National Register of Historic Places and have been seen as a model for low-income housing. But some of these homes are boarded up now, and because of their unique social history, activists and homeowners are fighting to preserve them.
Joining us now is Mary Louise Schumacher. She's the art and architecture critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She wrote about the historic garden homes in Milwaukee. Mary Louise, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, sometimes we think historic just means old, but these houses seem like they have a little more significance. Can you tell the story of how they came to be built?
Sure. Well, the garden homes were built in the early 1920s. They were part of the utopian vision of one of our early, actually the very first socialist mayor in Milwaukee, Emil Seidel. And they were really conceived of as a form of affordable housing that people would buy into. They would own a share of the neighborhood and actually cooperatively own it. So it was the first municipally owned cooperative neighborhood in the country.
Now, low-income housing at this point in history, what did that usually mean?
Well, and it's interesting. When you think about it, at the time was an alternative to tenement housing downtown. So the people who would have moved into these homes might have been living in parts of downtown where they were really suffocating from factory air and really terrible living conditions, very cramped. And these homes were set out from the city. They were out in the middle of rural lands, you know, surrounded by farmland. They were very charming, small, quaint cottages that would have felt really like a dream for a lot of those people to kind of get out of the city into the clean air and have a beautiful home with working plumbing and a beautiful little dining room. By today's standards, these homes are very small, but to the folks who moved into them in the early 20s, they would have been really kind of great, spacious homes.
And do we know who the people moving into these homes would have been? Are we talking maybe recent immigrants or second-generation immigrants to Milwaukee?
They would have been mostly families, middle-income families who were working in manufacturing. I mean, this neighborhood today exists just north of where the manufacturing base in our city is. So these are people who would have, you know, gone not that far away to work in the factories during the day shifts and the night shifts and that sort of thing. So they would have been average middle class families. They were, I will say, white families, which is not uncommon for the time, but
exclusively.
It's something exclusively. It was a whites-only neighborhood, which is something to note because, of course, today it's a predominantly black neighborhood.
And can you talk about some of the history? Milwaukee obviously has changed a lot over the last 90 years. Manufacturing has changed a lot in Milwaukee. How has that neighborhood changed between then and now? And we'll dig into now more specifically.
Sure. Well, of course, you had the collapse of the manufacturing era in the city. And then, you know, more recently, you had the foreclosure crisis. And even more recently than that, you have this wave of tax foreclosures, which is happening much more recently. I suppose to backtrack a little bit, you know, the city did, when it was booming, kind of grow up to and out around this neighborhood. So at the time, it would have been kind of outside of the city. Now it's really right in the middle of the city. That's kind of where it is today.
Well, and let's look at today now. Why are people concerned with what happens to these cottage homes now? Why are people starting to see them as an important part of Milwaukee's heritage?
Well, for one reason, they are really on the brink of losing their historic character. I mean, these were built with a very specific purpose. They are a piece of our heritage. You know, Emil Seidel, the mayor who envisioned this neighborhood, actually thought it was so important that he moved in. And his home is today a board up and abandoned. And you can when you go there today, what you see are few remnants of those original cottages. Some of them are, you know, the porches are sloping and falling off. The roofs are in bad shape. Many of them have aluminum siding on them. And that is very different than what these homes looked like originally. They were quaint, stucco-covered colonial revival homes. And that that character is really on the brink of being lost.
Now, this might be an area where people are thinking more about issues like crime and violence,
right,
or a stagnant economy, jobs, things like that. Are a lot of the people, especially living in this area, thinking historic preservation should be up in our list of priorities?
Yeah, there's all kinds of dichotomies in this neighborhood. There are all of these forces kind of clashing. So on the one hand, you have, you know, very high-profile shooting deaths in this neighborhood. You have prostitution in this neighborhood. I spent a lot of time in this neighborhood and saw, you know, drug dealing on the street very blatantly. And yet, at the same time, you have people who've lived in this neighborhood for a couple of generations who are really dedicated to it and take very good care of their own properties and are active and really engaged in trying to preserve it. So it's, these things are kind of in constant struggle.
We're talking to Mary Louise Schumacher from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about historic garden homes in Milwaukee built in the 1920s. People see them as a big part of the city's history, city's heritage, but in decline, as she's saying, and an effort now to preserve them. Let's talk about this effort to preserve, I guess, the individual houses and the neighborhood as a whole. Have people gotten together and come up with a vision? This is what we want this to look like. This is what we see this this neighborhood, what role people see it filling?
Well, to its credit, the city of Milwaukee has really taken a leadership role. So eight of the 93 structures in the garden homes have fallen into the city's hands through tax foreclosure. And the city of Milwaukee has completely renovated two of the homes so that you can really see this is what these homes looked like when they were new in 1921 or 1923. And then a third home was restored inside and out and sold. So there is this, you know, sort of movement to kind of show the community as a sort of demonstration project what's possible. But the math doesn't always work. So some of these homes, it might take $100,000 or more to fix them up completely and appropriately to historic preservation standards. And yet they might sell for, you know, $31,000. So a developer coming into that situation has got a major challenge on his hands. And you really need a developer with a sense of mission and a heart for the project. I spoke to Howard Snyder, who is with the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation, who's working with PNC Bank and WIDA to try to find the kind of financing mix that would include tax credits, but also maybe some really creative grants and other forms of funding to kind of cobble it all together and come up with a deal.
There's a conflict, I think, whenever there's talk of historic preservation between the idea of this is a piece of history, almost a living museum, and a living neighborhood
right. In
real-world Milwaukee now. Are people trying to thread that needle and use this as both somehow?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, one thing that's really important to note about historic preservation is that it can be a burden for people who own these properties. The neighborhood voted overwhelmingly, however, for the historic designation back in 2013, which is relatively recent, actually. But the homes were being threatened with demolition, and so the neighborhood actually rallied around the idea of historic preservation in order to keep these homes intact, and so they're kind of behind the whole idea, I think.
Are there preservation and restoration projects going on right now? Are there homes where there's work being done in them right now?
Well, the city at this point is really in what I would call a mothballing phase. So what that means is that they've done these three homes really, mm-hmm. Really well, and those that are falling into their hands now are stabilized. So they make sure that there's a good roof, that it's water tight, and that it's a stable property that can be revitalized by somebody else at a later time. And that is pretty much all that's going on right now. Now, Howard Snyder is doing everything he can to find the financing to do a whole group of homes all at once. And when you go to the neighborhood today, you'll see a bunch of signs that say, you know, basically, you could live in this house. And that's because Howard Snyder and the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation have kind of put a hold on these homes with the hopes of doing several of them all at once.
In the 1920s, as you said, these were a lovely alternative to living in a tenement.
Yes.
Are these houses, when they're refurbished and restored to some of their historic properties, are these places that people want to live in now?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, they were built with completely different ideas in mind, but by many of today's best standards for urban living. They're small homes on small lots. They're near a commercial district. They're near transportation. There is a lot of density for a neighborhood. These are really the best practices for contemporary urbanism. So I think, and they're charming little houses. I mean, I would love to live in this house. You know, there's this incredible popularity around micro homes. And honestly, I think these sort of are kind of the equivalent of a micro home. They just were built a century ago.
Well, Mary Louise, thank you so much for sharing the story with us.
You bet.
That was Mary Louise Schumacher. She's the art and architecture critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been telling us about efforts to preserve historic garden homes that were part of a progressive housing project in Milwaukee in the 1920s.